Hey. Look at you go. I can't remember the last time I saw you dance like this.
Woo!
I see you still got them moves. Okay. Hey, I got some drinks. Here's yours. Cheers to finally getting you to party with me. Cheers. So how's it feel to be back? I said, how's it feel to be back? For fuck's sake. Excuse me. Make way, coming through. Whoa, buddy. Sorry, I already got a boy with me, so move aside, please. There. You can hear me now. Jake told me about this room. It's one of his parents' guest rooms. However, it's usually a fucking room at parties, so just check the bed before you sit down. Unless you want somebody's jizz on you. Fucking hell. I was screaming my lungs out trying to get to talk to you. Oh, I was just asking how it feels to be back, you know? Partying, drinking with me again. Great, right? I don't even know why you stopped partying with me. I forgot. You stopped because of your girlfriend. It's not that I don't like her. It's more the fact that since you guys became a thing, you completely faded out of my life, dude. Oh, what do I mean? Before you two dated, the two of us became best friends because we were roommates and we got along. We always kept partying on the weekends and sometimes on the weekdays. And we'd watch movies together in your room. We went places. We hung out. We always had fun together. And I even helped you with your assignments. What? What's with that face of yours? Oh, okay. You're the one that helped me with my assignments. I admit it. But after you got your girlfriend, the two of us only talked through texting or calling and rarely face to face. I only see you at night in your dorm sleeping, and I don't see you in the morning or in daytime because I'm a night person. Like, once I'm awake, you're asleep. Once you're awake, I'm asleep. You're always with her. And if you're not with her, you're studying. If you're not studying, then you're sleeping. And if you're not sleeping at our dorm, you're sleeping at her dorm. It just feels like I lost someone. No, I'm not getting jealous. Hey, quit laughing or I'll punch you. Ugh, sometimes you're so annoying. Yeah, you're annoying. Yeah, but I do love you. Shut up, it wasn't a confession. I just love you. Doesn't mean I'm romantically interested in you. Besides, I know you love me too. That's what I thought. Anyway, how are you and your girlfriend doing? Did you finally get the ass? You still didn't get to tap? Oh my god, how long has it been already? You two have been dating for about a year now and still nothing? Oh, come on now. Two of you had to do something, even if it wasn't sex. Come on. Did she give you a blowjob? Or did you give her a lick? No. How about fingering her or stroking your cock? No? Oh, come on. Exchange nudes? No. Are you serious? Oh boy, you are one unlucky guy. She wants to take it slow, huh? Don't get me wrong. If a woman wants to take it slow, then take it slow. Not everyone wants to rush to that point. Even I don't have sex on the first date. Sober. But come on now. I'd surely give my date some ass, or head at least, if we were already dating for a month now. You didn't try to persuade her? You didn't want to pressure her into doing it. How gentlemanly of you. I can respect that. Still though, no sex, head, or hand job for an entire year. That's just some sad sexual torture. Me? Well, unlucky for me, I've never had a date or a crush. Just had a couple one-night stands, but that's all there is. Huh? Yeah. I didn't have a crush, nor am I interested in anyone. Only reason I agreed to those one-night stands is because I was drunk, high, or both. Guy gets lucky. Okay. Maybe I did have interest in a guy. Who was he? Well, he was a weird guy. He was like yin and yang. He was smart, polite, kind, organized during the day. But at night he was cool, amazing, hyper, super exciting guy. When we first met, I don't know, but the way he looked at me with those kind eyes, it's like my mind went blank. My body began to feel warm, and I swore I felt my heart flying to him. I don't know if he was just handsome or something. The guy was really cool. Every time I meet a random dude, they always tried to flirt or treat me like some princess and kept checking out my ass or tits, even though we weren't that close. But for him, he actually treated me normally, and somehow I'm attracted to that. But I guess that's the reason why I fell in love with him. Something about him just treating me normally and being kind and respectful somehow resonates. Huh? Where is he now? He left the campus like a year ago? Besides, it wouldn't have worked out anyway. Why? Because just like you, he also had a girlfriend. Yeah, back at his hometown. What do you mean he missed a golden opportunity? He missed getting a shot on a date with me? How's that a golden opportunity? He was an idiot for not asking me out. How was he an idiot for not asking me out? You really think I'm what you just said? And you're calling guy an idiot because he didn't see me that way? You're talking to yourself, you idiot. Huh? Nothing. I was just surprised, that's all. I'll get it. You just sit back there and look at my ass if you want. Hey, we're kind of bit... Oh! Thomas, good to see you! Did you get it? Thanks. Oh, really? I'm glad you could make it to the party, but I'm a bit busy right now. I'm with my boyfriend. Okay, cool. See you there. So, enjoy the view of my ass. Why did I say I was with my boyfriend? Because it's true. You're a boy and you're my friend. Boyfriend. What? You want fuck buddies instead? Huh? You need a release? You want to jack off or should I? Oh, you mean take a piss. Motherfucker, I thought you wanted to jerk off or something. I mean, what was I supposed to think when you said, I got a release? Who the fuck even says that? Yeah, go ahead. Jake told me the bathroom is... What? You're not going to the bathroom? Oh, right. Party. Bathrooms are always occupied at parties. Well, Jake has his own bathroom, and the only way to get to it is through his room. And that's super off limits. Guy even has a lock on his door. Just look for him and tell him you need to use his bathroom. If he asks who you are, say you're my boyfriend. He'll know. I always talk about the stories of me and you when I'm with these boys. All right, cool. I'm gonna stay here and keep this spot to ourselves. Wouldn't want to see anyone fucking when we get back, right? Hold up. Phone. Now. Why? Because I want you to come back and not flake on me and then send me a text that says, "Sorry, emergency. I'll make it up to you." Or even, "Mom wants me home." I mean, really? We live together. You come home to me and I'm not your mom, you dick. I don't want you to leave again, asshole. I still remember the times you flaked out on me. You've already flaked out on me twice this month. Thank you. Hey, is your password the same as the one you told me? It is? Cool. Thanks for trusting me with your password, dude. I really appreciate it. Okay. Where's his cup? There it is. Pour it all in. Thomas, you better hope this drug of yours really works or I will tear your ass apart. Okay, now mix. That should do it. I'm done. Fuck. I thought he came back. Oh, it's his phone. 22-09-11. Wow, he really didn't change it. Really cool of him to let me know his password, but he's still a dork for putting the Dark Souls release date as his 6-digit password. Let's see. Notifications. Messages. Ugh. From Heart Emoji. I wonder who that is. What the hell does she want now? Hey, baby. I know you're having fun, but it's getting late. Maybe you should come back to my dorm and watch a movie together instead. Bro, it's only 10 p.m. Greedy bitch. No wonder he has no time for me. Sorry, babe. Drunk right now and can't go back tonight. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm gonna spend the night at Jake's house. Don't worry. My best friend is going to watch over me. And send. Your best friend is that girl roommate of yours, right? Are you sure the two of you are only friends? Yes, because of you, asshole. Yes, baby. She and I are only friends. Send. Okay. Love you. Bye. Oh, shit. Hey, you're finally back. Here. Your phone. Your girl texted, but I took care of it. Oh, relax, man. I didn't send anything weird. Here, look. Surprised I didn't send something stupid? Of course not. You know you can trust me with the password and to hold your phone. I wouldn't betray you by leaking your pics or fucking around with your messages. However, I will peek at your history. I refuse to believe that you didn't have any porn sites in your browser history. Anyway, you took a shit or something? You were taking so long. Hard to get through the crowd, huh? Yeah, because Jake throws the best parties, which is why it's always so crowded. He's popular. What do you expect? Dude has like thousands of followers on most social media platforms. Unlike you. You have an account, but you barely post any pictures or videos, and you don't even share anything. I swear, even the class nerds post more often than you do. Post pics of you shirtless. Women would like to get a view of you. I know I do. All right, now drink up. Oh, that shit's good. Mine tasted a bit weird though. Did yours taste a bit weird too? Yeah? I guess the drink I took had an aftertaste, or they mixed it with something? Hopefully not something weird. Hey, I challenge you. Whoever finishes their cup first has to give the winner... $20? How's that sound? Fine, 30. Alright. Bet. In 3, 2, 1. Drink. First. 5 seconds too late. Pay up, sucker. Thank you for giving me easy money. What? The taste was really that bad? I mean, mine tasted the same as yours, so you can't complain. It's still not an excuse, loser. Oh, fuck you. Just because I finish first doesn't make me a swallowing expert. You wish you could get to experience my swallowing. Too bad, so sad. Hey, dude, you doing all right? Hey. Whoa, dude. You're hard? Dude, that's a big bulge. How much you packing down there, huh? Wait, don't be shy about it. I'm fine with it, really. Bitch, please. We're close enough that we can discuss porn together. Fuck it. We were close enough that we changed clothes without needing to cover ourselves from each other because we trust each other not to look. You know what? Here, let me take off my clothes. There, see? It's okay. Kinda weird, huh? I've changed in front of you, and you've already seen me in my underwear before. Anyways, you don't have to feel bad for getting hard. I understand it's a thing that guys can't control. Really. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Come on, man, it's cool. I mean, just look at me. See? I'm not ashamed. It's totally fine if you look at my tits or my ass. I don't mind. In fact, you want to, don't you? Hey, dude, you good? You're looking at me really, really intensely. Dude, why are you slowly walking towards me? You gonna kill me or something? Dude. Wait, dude. We can't do this. You have a girl. Fuck. You're a good kisser. Jesus, you're getting really into it, but I think we should stop here. You don't want to cheat on your girl. Whoa, you can't just... Holy shit. That is one monster cock. Hey, wait. Hold on. Hold. You're sorry. For what? Hey, why are you apologizing? Hey. Stop. It's all right. Everything's all right. You're just sexually frustrated, that's all. You just need to release it. And I can help you. I don't mind. Here, let me take care of you. Trust me. Just let me take off my lingerie. Strong boy, lifting me all of a sudden like that. You wanna fuck me like this? I'll take that as a yes. That's good. You can do whatever you want.
My body's yours, dude.
Yours, but oh fuck, give me a bit of a break or else I'm gonna pass out. Oh fuck, oh, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, so good, fuck, just like that. I'm on the pill, so you don't have to worry about impregnating me. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck me like you were. Sexual frustration and fuck me. Oh god. Oh my god.
That's it. A little more. Faster. Oh, I'm gonna go. Oh my god. Oh god. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god.
Sooner, huh?
Cause I don't know if I can fuck anyone who can fuck me like you do. Oh fuck, this is the best. Oh my god, you're really, really sexually frustrated, huh? Oh fuck. Oh god. Yeah. That's it. Yes, that's it. Keep playing with my body while you fuck me. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck, you're making me come. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Beat. Oh, thank god. Oh, I swear if you were gonna pound me again, I would pass out. Oh, that was the best sex I've ever had in my life. Oh, and that's huge coming from a girl who's fucked a few guys. Oh, you're a real sex machine, dude. Hey, I just noticed that the party music is gone, meaning the party's over? Strange. It's early. Jake's parties usually last from around 12 to 2 in the morning. What time is it? Holy fuck, it's already 11? You've been fucking me for nearly an hour, dude. Jesus. I've never been fucked that long. Oh. You really had 1 year worth of sexual frustration, huh? Dude, you alright? Hey, man. Relax. It's alright. I'll keep it a secret from your girlfriend. I promise. Yeah, I won't tell her. Honest. This is just between you and me. And hey, if you ever need sexual relief again, you can always come to me to help you, you know? If you want to. Hmm? Yeah, man. Of course I'll help again. Yes, man, I mean it. We can totally fuck again, whenever, and whatever time or date you want. Until you break up with her and I make you mine. Huh? Oh, I just said I'd totally do it for you. I'm serious, dude. You've helped me with my studies and always cheered me up when I was down. It's the least I can do for you. I mean, after all, what are best friends for?